Helen Margaret Walker was the 2011 winner of the Piki Huia Award for Best Short Story Written in English, and she works as a nurse in Hawke's Bay. She's a graduate of the Whiterea Creative Writing Program, and her collection of short stories, Waitapu, has just been published. It's described as a novel-length collection, as the stories are all linked by place and character, and I asked her to tell me how it all began.
It started in 2011 during my year at Whiterea Polytechnic, and I'm a short story writer, so I was always going to write a collection of short stories. But I realised that I needed a point of difference with short stories to compete with the novel. So I had the idea then that I would link the stories and set them in the same small rural town. And Whiterea, the graduate diploma, involved part of it. It was a very busy year, but part of it involved producing a manuscript to publishable level by the end of the year, which I did with Waitapu, but it was nowhere near ready for publication. It was actually, it was really only at first draft level when I look back now. And some of our class during that year wanted to keep up the momentum that we'd kind of generated during 2011, so I was lucky enough to be part of a small group from that class that went on to become a writing group with our tutor, Mandy Haga, and we met with her every couple of months at her house in Raumati. So Waitapu continued to evolve during that period of time. We'd meet for weekends, we'd support each other with writing, we'd critique each other's work, share ideas, and I got lots of feedback during that time. And, of course, Mandy was hugely supportive and encouraging. So I have that group of women to thank for all their support during that time.
There are two, well, I suppose you could call them main characters. Obviously the place links everybody together, but Ruby and Rowena, two sisters, are the people that we probably follow the most through the story, their family history and their own individual lives. Were they characters that you started with?
Well, interestingly enough, the main character at the beginning was Rowena, and she took us through, you know, they're set over a 40-year time span as well, so she got to tell her story as a young girl and again as an older woman, mature woman rather, I'll say. But Ruby, it was funny, towards the end of compiling this collection, Ruby started to kind of annoy me, if you like, and I would wake up and she'd be almost saying, you know, write about me, you haven't written about me, I need, you know, she played a bit part up till that point in Rowena's story. So Ruby kind of evolved from there, and I wrote a story, Ruby's story is A Sense of Belonging, and she, that's the title of the story. So she kind of made herself known to me, if you like. I don't know if you've experienced that, but as writers, sometimes the characters kind of do this to you. But there's stories from a whole range of... I wanted to include stories from across the age range. So I've got a young 8-year-old boy's story, and I've got teenage girls. I've got a young married man's story, he's only in his 30s, and then of course Rowena and Ruby, who get to tell their stories as teenagers and again as older adults. And then there's an elderly couple with failing health and an elderly woman who goes missing from a rest home. And also when I got to the end of the book, I said to Adrian Jansen, who was helping me to edit it and sort the stories into the order they were going to be in, I said, I don't have a story from a young teenage boy's point of view. So Nathan's story came about, and that's the pull. And he got into trouble. He crashed his mother's car, and she sent him off to stay with his kudos. They hadn't seen for over 5 years, and they go on an Ealing expedition. So there's a whole range of characters there. But like you say, Rowena and Ruby, their story is takes us right through the whole collection.
And you actually gave some space to their father as well.
Yes, so there is a story. So one of the themes, there's a few themes in Waitapu. There's community and connection, which of course you get in small rural towns. Another one is belonging. But there's also the overall theme of the impact of family violence, and in particular with Rowena and Ruby, historical family violence that happened in their childhood. And I wanted to explore the impact of that, not only on Rowena and Ruby as having survived it, but also on the whole family and how it impacts on the whole family and their future relationships with their partners and their own children. And I've also included a story called Autumn from the person who inflicted the violence in the first place. So I wanted to look at it from, you know, I wanted to explore that and look at it from everyone's point of view and how it affects not just the person that, you know, the victim of the violence, but everybody around them, and it extends out into the whole family.
It's very powerful giving people a separate voice, I think, because you know that, you know, it's not been, it's been done as a separate standalone story, but because of the accumulation of information that you're getting, and a sense of people's lives, it has quite a resonance as a story on its own, each of those pieces.
Well, all the stories actually stand alone. You know, you could go to story 16 and read it, and it would be a complete whole story. You don't need the stories before and afterwards. But of course, it is a composite novel as well, so they're all linked. And sometimes the links, you know, sometimes the stories just glance off one another. There might be the slightest connection, but other stories are quite, they're kind of interwoven, and they might be the same event that's looked at from various different points of view. And I quite enjoyed that. It became complicated at times, because I had to make sure that the connections worked and flowed, you know, in a sort of chronological order as well. So it got complicated at times.
And I guess that stood you in good stead for writing a novel. I gather that Witi Himara shortlisted an extract of a novel of yours for the 2015 Pikihuia Awards.
Yes, that's a work in progress. I've got a couple of things going. I'm looking at following on from Waitapu with some of the characters, and as a novel, writing a novel. That's what I'm doing at the moment. Novels are quite different from short stories, I have to say. So it's taking a lot of thought and time. Work.
Yes. But I guess, as you were saying, the complexity of interweaving those stories would have been of use to you when you're plotting a larger work.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm using some of those techniques that, you know, in this new work, so hopefully it flows.
And the place itself has its own short story, in a sense, or it's a prose piece about the place. It's very important that we get a strong sense of place in these stories.
Yes. Well, Waitapu is a small rural town, and it could be any small rural town in New Zealand. Although at I had two launches. I launched Waitapu in Waipawa here and one in Wellington, and I had a bit of a hard time with the locals, actually, trying to convince them that Waitapu wasn't Waipukurō or Waipawa, which is the area that I come from. Especially after the Hawke's Bay Today, our local newspaper, ran the headlines prior to the launch, you know, short stories reveal life in rural town, headline. And I think a lot of our locals rushed off to buy the book. You know, on the night of the launch, there were lots of books sold, and I kind of think that they might have been buying them, wondering if they were actually
looking for themselves. Yes.
I don't know. But it could be any small rural town. And one of the themes that run through the book is community and connection thing that that's kind of inevitable. It's the essence of rural communities. It goes on in cities too, of course, but you know, in small towns, everybody kind of knows your history, whether you like it or not, and sometimes others know more about you than what you know yourself. There's no hiding in rural.
Mm.
But when hard times hit, of course, it's the community that steps up and supports, and the story snapshot of a woman, that's exactly what happens. The whole town comes together in the search to find her.
Yes, it can be the downfall of people, but it can be the making of people as well, can't it?
Yes. And another theme that runs through the collection is belonging. And there is that story, as I mentioned, Ruby's story, and it's titled Sense of Belonging, and she returns to Waitapu after years living in Australia, looking for that sense of belonging. And I think for a lot of Māori, there's a strong sense of belonging to their whānau, marae, hapū and iwi, but not for all. That doesn't happen in every situation. And so in Rowena's story, I've explored that concept, and a place to stand, where she returns to the family marae.
Yes.
Discovers that sense of belonging.
Yes, there's several stories where younger people are catapulted in a sense into having to acknowledge their whānau and find out about their own culture, and it generally has a very positive effect on them.
Well, I think it's always there. It's always going to be there. It's just a matter of finding your way back to that connection. And yes, Meriata, you're thinking of Hinero.
Mm.
She found that quite a strong connection and sense of belonging for her as well.
Well, it's a wonderful collection. Thank you very much, Helen, for talking to us today, and we'll look forward to a novel, I hope, at some stage.
Yes, and I hope sooner rather than later. That would be nice not to have to work.
Yes, exactly. Well, the book is called Waitapu. It's by Helen Margaret Waka, and it's published by Escalator Press.